Okay, I'm calling back on the radio interview. I'm calling Mark. This is calling Mark back at KMBZ Radio that we did the talk with earlier. He had some audio problems. I'm calling him back at 913-563-4081. Thank you.
This is Kara.
Hey, this is Howard Spiv. I was calling Mark back. He and I did an interview this morning.
Yeah, he actually left him quick. He's in a newscast at the moment. Let me pop down to the recording line. Hang on a quick second.
No problem.
Howard, he actually said that he, do something with the audio and it can't find it now, so he was hoping we could do a real quick interview again.
Sure.
All right, first things first, can you just say your name, spell it for me so I can set my levels?
Sure. My name is Howard Spiva, S-P-I-V-A. I'm an attorney. I'm based out of Savannah, Georgia. I do nothing but serious injury trials, and I'm also founded a charity called the Justice for Children Foundation, where we help prevent traumatic brain injuries by giving away helmets.
Okay. Mark said that there was two things he wanted to ask you about. He said, please tell me about the photos of the child clients and how their injuries could have been prevented.
Absolutely. And is it okay for me to go off subject for a minute while we're recording?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to tell you, I can check, but most of the time, most of our marketing calls are recorded. I can check with my staff and see if it was. And if that helps, I could provide that recording to him.
Oh, that would be fantastic. I'm sure he'd appreciate it.
Okay. But anyway, let me answer your questions. You wanted to know about the children's photos on the wall, and what was the other thing?
And how their injuries could have been prevented.
Okay. Back in 1999, my sister, who has since passed away with cancer, she was my litigation assistant, and my wife, who is my office manager, we were walking through our office looking at what I call our ego walls, you know, newspaper stories, verdicts, pictures of clients, congratulating them. And my sister said, you know, we've got a lot of kids. So we got all the pictures together and put them in one place, and it ended up being about 30 or 40 pictures of kids with traumatic brain injuries. And it was kind of a life-changing moment. We said, you know, we can't go forward at this point without doing something, because we realized that every one of those injuries were preventable. And, you know, I often get people to kind of raise their eyebrows because they'll go, you're a traumatic brain injury lawyer and you're trying to prevent traumatic brain injuries. You know, they get a little suspect of me. But what we did was we went out, formed, basically we got with an orthopedist, I mean a pediatrician and an orthopedist, and started giving out helmets. Because, you know, if you look around, you know, basically everything, bicycles, football, baseball, skiing, and then a lot of superheroes that kids admire, they all wear helmets. And we learned from the Center for Disease Control that the mandating of helmets in some states, which they are not mandated in Kansas, but the mandating of helmets in some states resulted in traumatic brain injuries going down by 75%, and it resulted in fatalities going down 85%. And we thought that was very profound, and so we said we're going to do something to prevent these injuries, because there's an 85% chance you can prevent death and a 75% chance you can prevent injuries by wearing a helmet. Well, we started looking around, and we learned from the Center for Disease Control and a study by the Pediatric Association that the number one cause of traumatic brain injuries in small children, mostly under five, are in car wrecks. And they're not fatal car wrecks. They're car wrecks that maybe no one else is injured in, and it's from the back of the parent's seat collapsing and hitting the child in the forehead, or a side impact where they hit their head on the window. And unless it's an open injury or a fractured skull, it's usually the most overlooked injury that exists, and it doesn't even necessarily start showing signs of brain injury until the child starts needing executive functions when they get older, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, when they start doing structuring sentences and so forth. And so, you know, we said, look, race car drivers are wearing helmets. Why shouldn't children? And if you go buy a bike for your child, You know, a helmet might be, you know, $49-$50. If you go to a department store like Target, it might be $29. If you go to Walmart, it might be $19. And they're pretty much the same helmet. So what we do is we go out and we buy them in bulks. We give them away by the tens of thousands. And I can put a helmet on a child's head for only $5. So that's what we're about, is preventing traumatic brain injuries by giving away helmets and showing kids that helmets are cool. If it's little kids, we show them, you know, Paw Pals. We show them the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If they're a little older, we show them the Power Rangers. You know, we show police officers on motorcycles, police officers on horses, combat soldiers, you know, Batman, any of the Avengers, Iron Man. You know, we show them that helmets are cool. And, you know, you're not a sissy if you wear a helmet. You know, bull riders wear helmets. So, you know, that's what we're about, is educating families that they can prevent traumatic brain injuries. And it simply takes a helmet, and then we try to help people by giving them away.
You know, I think you've got a lot of maybe some pushback from parents, though, who say, you know, I never wore a helmet as a kid, and I'm all right.
Well, first of all, I couldn't get away with saying that because I'm not all right. So I have to qualify that. I have to see if they're all right. But a serious answer is, yeah, you know, maybe they are all right and they didn't wear a helmet. But sadly, I've been doing this. I'm in my 33rd year as a lawyer, and I see the worst of worst. I see how families are destroyed from even mild and moderate brain injuries. And, you know, independent studies from orthopedists, pediatricians, Center for Disease Control, they show that they're completely preventable. Why wouldn't you put a plastic helmet on your child if you can prevent them facing lifelong, you know, trauma? And, you know, if you show them it's cool, if a police officer, if a military officer, if a superhero, if a karate participant, if somebody's skiing, if somebody on a snowmobile, if they're wearing helmets, what's wrong with, you know, carrying that forward and making your child safe? I think once a parent is educated and once a child sees that they're cool, I think there's no argument. Now, I'm not trying to mandate it. I'm not trying to pass more laws. We've got plenty of laws. We got too much government in our life. But it just seems to me that it's the next progressive step. And, you know, I have a lot of friends growing up with that I don't have with me anymore because, you know, they drowned or died from a head injury or something. And so, you know, I don't think that justifies not protecting our children just because we didn't wear helmets.
Those are the two questions Mark had left. Otherwise, I think that's good. Thank you so much, Howard. I appreciate it.
Would you like me to see if they've got the recording, if so, to ship it to y'all? Or
if you guys do have it, it'd be fantastic.
Can you tell me the webpage, I mean the email to send it to?
Yeah, go ahead and send it to M. Lavoie. So M, the letter M, L-A-V-O-I-E @kmbz.com.
Okay. I will check on that, and if it exists, I'll have it sent right out.
Oh, I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Thank you. If y'all ever need anyone, need a legal consultation or anything, you need somebody to fill a spot, I'm happy to do it. I do radio interviews all over the country.
Great. Thank you so much, Howard.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.